This is VOA News via remote. I'm Laurel Bowman, and here are some of the stories making headlines around the world today. In the United States, Hunter Biden, the son of U.S. President-elect Joe Biden and a frequent target of Republican attacks, says he is under federal investigation about his taxes. A massive increase in the number of workers filing for unemployment benefits ramps up the pressure on U.S. lawmakers to agree on a new federal relief package to help the battered economy. And home-sharing giant Airbnb makes its Wall Street debut with a $47 billion valuation. In Africa, a respected group of Ghanaian election observers urges the public to trust the results of a presidential ballot, despite the opposition's angry rejection of the outcome. The Wolf Warrior label applied to Chinese diplomats using aggressive language on social media is unfair, one of their colleagues says, suggesting the communist country's envoys have more in common with Simba from Disney's Lion King. Thai democracy activists rally at the UN Bangkok office and ask the body to pressure the kingdom into repealing royal defamation laws they say are being used to suppress their movement. The European Central Bank injects more stimulus to help the eurozone weather a second wave of the coronavirus as it warns of an outlook fraught with uncertainty over the pandemic's evolution and the rollout of vaccines. China's plan to fund dozens of foreign coal plants from Zimbabwe to Indonesia is set to produce more emissions than those of major developed nations, threatening global efforts to fight climate change, environmentalists have warned, and Earth remains on course to warm more than 3 degrees Celsius by the century's end, despite a dip in greenhouse gas emissions due to the pandemic and pledges to curb pollution.